Abraham would have wanted less of a test. Isaac was his only beloved, the flesh of his flesh. An odd request, but how would this mesh if he was a son of the promise, destined and blessed? Strange, can Abraham have an offspring if I don't not wanted Isaac to be an offering? How he was feeling inside was hard for him to describe. To have to give up his son, yet still he trusted in God. With two of his guys, plenty food and supplies, traveled throughout the night, pretty soon they arrived. On the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes as he surveyed the mountains on every side. It came time, God gave him a sign. The men who accompanied him stayed behind. He grabbed the knife and fire from Mount Moriah. Isaac carried the lumber his father supplied him. Isaac asked, was the lamb for the sacrifice? Then his dad replied, the Lord himself said he would provide it. Bound Isaac, laced with cords, placed the wood out in order, arranged the boards. Laid Isaac on the altar, prayed to the Lord, raised his knife for the slaughter. Then came a voice, don't touch your son, your beloved one. You have overcome, now your job is done. In the thorn bush was a ram caught in the thicket. Hugged his son, the curtain draws for intermission.
It's like a foreshadow. You already know.
Curtain reopens, the site is a tragedy. A battered anatomy, Messiah in agony. Before the Sanhedrin, they charged him with blasphemy. Bound of course while they beat him, this prophecy had to be. Twas the Roman government that summoned the bludgeoning. Ordered the execution, the ultimate suffering. It's the unfolding drama, this time a change scene. Son submits to his father, clearly the same thing. The sovereign promise given on Mount Moriah. Now on the hill of Golgotha, fulfilling the Messiah. Adorned with the crown, just for an added touch. With thorns on his brow, like the ram in the bush. Lay the wood out in order by the Roman soldier. In similar fashion, he carried the wood upon his shoulders. The prophets described his soul as being an offering, like Isaac, the father's beloved and the only begotten. Understand it was part of his plan. God didn't promise a ram, said he'd provide him a lamb. Yeshua, Lamb of God, spread out upon the altar, hanging high. We see the Holy Father raise up his knife, killing his only begotten, taking his life. And in the same way Isaac's life had been saved, it was on the third day Yeshua had been raised. Full circle like a carousel, parallel, deedless, honor roll, his word never fails.
It's like a foreshadow.
The Lord is faithful, he'll keep his promise. The Lamb was slain and I'm free from bondage. Like it was prophesied, Lamb of God died. Then he rose, gave the Spirit as a down payment. So we can trust him with our lives and we can be ever sure his blood is powerful to save us. Despite all the pain that we face, he is tough in his race. But we can trust in his grace. He took all our shame and disgrace when he hung in our place. Our guilt, his love can erase. Round and round his full circle. This we can know. His burden and his rest for his soul. And his promises show. He's honest and holy. He got us, will not let us go. So we trust in him and just him. Forever never will lie, cause the Lord's faithful.
Messiah.